This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And TGIT, it is Thursday, Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website, Klaus Financial. You can learn plenty about Klaus Financial. Also, if you look on the site, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. There's also past podcasts. This one will go up a little bit later today. So a lot of great information about Klaus Financial online at klausfinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Joining us this morning to brighten our day, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing well. Morning.
How you doing, Malia?
Great, trying to brighten your day every day.
You guys do a great job. We and Malia, I don't know if you guys catch, but after you guys leave each week, Dan Connery, who comes up afterwards, always says, "Gosh, I love hearing from Klaus." And then he mentions, "I learn what all I'm doing wrong."
They said that about CJ?
Yeah, exactly. CJ, Klaus, and Malia, of course, come to us from Klaus Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, fun bunch of people to talk with. They can give you some great information and great answers as well. Give us a call right now at the station, 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. We'll be talking annuities a little bit later in the program. But first, of course, we do the Klaus Quiz question of the week, each and every week. Little tip to you, listen to the program. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz question week comes up during the show. This week got a fantastic prize, a $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. And again, just want to listen to the show. We'll have the answer coming up a little bit later in the program. Before we get rolling, though, on annuities and that conversation, let's look back. And for everybody that may have missed last week's question and answer, let's review.
Yeah, so thank you to everybody who listens and calls in. We have a lot of fun with this. And actually, our staff get into it as well, because the phones kind of ring off the hook at our office thereafter. So thank you for calling in. But this is last week's question and answer. The question was, according to a study by the Government Accountability Office back in 2015, how much did the average American between the ages of 55 and 64 have in retirement savings? And the answer to that was, the average American between the age of 55 and 64 had accrued $104,000 in retirement savings.
Can we say that's not good?
It's not nearly enough. Now, granted, it depends. We have some people who actually retire with that amount, but they have no debt and live a pretty simple life. So it's not that you can't, but that's a scathing statistic. More would be better.
It is always better to be above that.
Well, more would always be better, I suppose.
I think one of the first shows we ever did together, I brought up the Mr. Burns quote, which is, "I trade it all for a little more," which is, again, a great quote.
That's not advice, folks.
No.
Don't listen.
No, that's from a cartoon. Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. Before we get to kind of the main topic, let's really quickly go over some of the rules. They're very simple rules when it comes to implementing in regards to investing. Let's go over those real quick.
Yeah, Sean, we're not going to take a lot of time on this, but, you know, sometimes I remind myself that we should just go through the basics here and make sure that people hopefully have been watching and listening to enough shows and already know this by heart. But, you know, what we look at as we're doing retirement planning and retirement savings for people is trying to just, number one, keep it simple. Believe it or not, simpler is usually the better route towards your planning. And sometimes people will call us and say, you know, I heard I could get this 10% return, and it sounds like it's guaranteed. And, you know, is that true? Well, the more you dig into these things, you find out sometimes the less it is true. So one thing you're going to hear from us frequently is you really need to understand whatever investment you get involved with, and simpler generally is better. The second item to implement when it comes to investing is watch your fees. Fees really do matter. If you're getting a 6% return, but you find out embedded into the investment product you may be utilizing that there's a 2-3% drag on that investment, meaning a fee, obviously your return is not the 6% that they're reporting. You're having internal expenses usually associated with many different types of investments. So really understand, speak to the investment advisor you're working with and say, exactly how much am I paying to have this investment in place? Really good information to have. We really believe in transparency. The third one is start saving early. Now, we realize people who are 30 years old are probably not listening today. But if you're in your 50s, whatever you can be putting away today is going to make a lot more difference in your future retirement calculation than what you put in the last 5 years. So sometimes we see people try to dump it all in at the end as they're getting closer to retirement. And if you remember anything when you were a kid and when we all had savings accounts, when they actually paid something, we put money in when we were kids and we see them actually grow interest. Same thing goes in your retirement accounts. You just need to start investing. Even if you invest less today, at least you're doing something that will actually add up to a lot more in the end. The next item is seek professional guidance. CJ, you want to talk about that one?
Yeah, so we talk about this frequently on the show, and we disclaim it does not have to be us, but we just believe in seeking professional guidance when you don't know the answer to things. There's nothing worse than having an assumption that 10 years later you find out is wrong. It's really humbling, as a matter of fact. And if you've ever had that experience, it humbles you enough to ask for advice. So seek professional guidance. The fifth one on our list is diversify, diversify, diversify. And by the way, that's not 5, 6, and 7. That's just number 5. We just want to emphasize the point.
CJ likes to say that word. I want to make sure you said that this
that's
morning.
That's right.
and real quick, before we get to a number 6, when you talk diversify, sometimes diversification, I have money with a bunch of different investors and different That's not diversification, is it?
Put $1 with every advisor in Dane County and you're diversified. No. Yes. Financial advisors, you know, buying a bunch of products from different financial advisors, that may diversify you, but it also make your life a disaster. You can have one financial advisor and still be fully diversified. You could even have all of your money at Fidelity or TD Ameritrade or Schwab or E-Trade and still be fully diversified on those platforms. So don't misunderstand what diversification means.
And then let's get to number 6, which is a big one too.
Yeah. So number 6 is we don't want you to try to time the market, no matter how much you might believe in following a certain person telling you certain things, whether it be your neighbors or someone you're watching on TV. Don't try to time the market. Stay invested, and through the good and the bad, you know, the fact is an investor who has stayed through the course of time will actually do better than someone who tries to time in and out of the market. And finally, never, never, never pass up a corporate retirement plan matching opportunity. If you have a 401k plan at work, 403b plan, where they offer a match, you are being ridiculous if you're not participating. If they're offering free money, I'm in line to get that money. You should be too.
Never pass on free money, that's for sure. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's KLAAS financial.com. And of course, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get to know you appointment, kick of the tires at Kloss Financial. Again, their number is 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss are retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial joining us. Telephone numbers 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have questions, we'll get you right on the air. Don't forget about Kloss Financial's telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637 and online at Kloss Financial. Financial.com. It's come that time. Let's talk annuities, guys. And there are things that people really need to know when it comes to annuities, aren't there?
Yeah, so I told Sean, I feel like I'm going to have to take a shower after this one. I'm just kidding. There's actually good and bad to annuities. And before we get started, I do want to just kind of disclaim to everybody. We're not giving you a comprehensive list here today of everything there is to know about an annuity, especially one that you either have or may be considering. So it's important to sit down with your financial advisor or insurance agent to review your particular annuity. And it's also important to know that actually there are some of our clients that have annuities and sometimes they work for them. But in general, annuities can be complicated, expensive, and illiquid. And that's just a few of the things to be aware of. And because of that, we just typically say proceed with caution whenever you are looking into an annuity. But kind of first things first, let's talk about what they are and how they operate. You know, annuities can range from very basic to very complicated. And some of the most basic ones would be like, you know, 3 or 5 year fixed annuities. People think of them sometimes as supercharged CDs, right? It's the idea of I buy it for 5 years, it gives me a defined fixed interest rate over that time frame, and then when I get done, I get all of my money back. We would consider that a fairly simple annuity. But they can also range to the extremely complex, where it's a variable annuity with mortality and expense charges and high internal expenses on the mutual funds with an income rider, a death benefit rider over a 10 to 20 year holding period, right? Whoa, what the heck is that? Well, by the way, if you want to get a list of all the potential issues with annuities, just Google annuity and you'll get plenty of them that pop up. But again, very basic to very complex. And so one of the first things to just be aware of are these types of annuities. So fixed annuities provide a fixed rate of return typically. What are called equity indexed annuities, which are kind of like a fixed annuity, but also give you some additional upside. And then variable annuities, which have variability on the underlying rate of return, but give you some basic level of guarantees from the insurance company. There's also then of those categories, within each of those categories, you can have a deferred fixed annuity, equity index annuity, or variable annuity. So they're in the deferral phase. Okay. So they're not generating income. Or in any one of those three categories, you can have an immediate annuity. Now, immediate annuities, once it converts to immediate, no longer is in the variable category. It goes to the fixed bucket. But immediate annuity is one that generates income for you immediately. As a matter of fact, if you were to look up the word annuity and say, what does annuity actually mean? It means an income-oriented product from an insurance company. Okay, so first things first, or I shouldn't say first thing, this is like the fifth thing. Annuities are sold or offered by insurance companies. Okay, so it is designed to generate income to you. The question is yours generating income now? Meaning immediate annuity or currently in the income phase? Or is it a deferred annuity that will be generating income in the future? And what is a real big kicker for Malia and I is sometimes when people go, oh, I don't ever plan on taking income off this annuity. And we go, well, that's an oxymoron. Why would you have an annuity that you never generate, you know, any income off of? So again, there's some real high level things about annuities. And I do encourage people, by the way, please call in with your questions. I'm sure there's people sitting on their couches, drinking their morning coffee, whatever it might be, going, yeah, I have one of these. Please call in with questions and we can try to give you some feedback.
They are retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number at the office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. So as we talk annuities, how long then with that income payment, how long do those pay and what do we need to know there?
Well, there's different kinds. So okay. I think what CJ's introduced this morning is that there are so many different kinds that we don't have time to discuss them all, but trying to give you just an idea of some choices you might have as you're looking at it. And please zero in on the fact that he indicated that they are insurance products. So whenever you're looking at an insurance product, they oftentimes will offer a guarantee. And so when we look at some of these annuities out there, there's ones that will be called lifetime annuities, and they will pay out literally for the rest of your life, kind of like your pension. And maybe if you pass away, it will continue on and pay your spouse as well. But there's also fixed period annuities, and those are designed just to pay you for, say, a 10-year period or a 20-year period. So, again, like we're trying to tell everybody, make sure you know what you have. Even if you bought it 10 years ago, you don't quite remember, pull it out, dust it off, and take a look at it, because it's really good to know what you bought. It's really good to know what the surrender period is on it if you do want to use some of that money, and just be aware of what those penalties would be if you're trying to leave it before the surrender period's up. So there, believe it or not, even after all this, all these negative things we've spoken about so far, there are some pros to having annuities for some people. They actually can generate valuable income in retirement, and having that lifetime income I spoke of for some people actually gives them some reassurance that they aren't going to run out of money. A lot of people don't have pensions, so they will be looking towards these types of products. This is not to say this is not the only way to create, quote, a pension for yourself, but a lot of people will look towards annuities. Sometimes the annuities offer inflation guards, so that can help you, again, with predictable income for the future. Now, let me just say, anytime there's an extra little bell or whistle on these products, what do you think they do? They're charging you for that extra guarantee, so nothing comes for free from these annuities. And then finally, we will utilize these sometimes for people when they have after-tax money that they have put into annuities years and years ago, and it's been growing in this little capsule, tax-deferred. And at some point, when they want to move it out of that, there's a lot of taxes that are going to have to be paid on that M growth that was inside of the vehicle. So sometimes we'll use a 1035 exchange, which is something the IRS allows us to do, and exchange an annuity or multiple annuities into one so that we can pass on the tax burden for a future date. So there are reasons to use annuities in your financial planning, retirement planning, but you just want to be aware of all these different caveats.
And it's interesting, Malia, as you bring up the 1035 exchanges. I remember a previous show we talked a little bit about them as well, and it's a good mention, too, if as we're talking about some of these individual things, and maybe you missed something on today's show, or some of these other specific things. I know we go into depth in other shows as well with some of the simple rules when it comes to investing. You can always get those at KlossFinancial.com, website KlossFinancial.com. Also, while you're there, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, the website for Kloss Financial, KlossFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you kick-of-the-tires appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number because coming up in the next segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll also talk about some of the other considerations when it comes to annuities. We will do that next with Money in Motion at Kloss Financial right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. When you're on the website, you can, of course, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. I'm signed up. You should be subscribed as well. It's literally a once a week, comes out on Wednesday. Snapshot of what's going on in the market. We use the term spammy, and it's not spammy. You don't get a bunch of emails. It's literally once a week. It says, here's what's going on in the markets. And it's a really great tool. Again, just get to KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. The telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking annuities this morning. There are some other things that people need to, I know we kind of brought up some of the fees and some other questions. There are some things that people do need to consider also when it comes to annuities, right? Some more of those, I guess we call those fees.
Yeah, the pros and the cons. Yeah, so I again want to emphasize what Malia was just talking about there. I hope everybody was paying attention to what she was saying in terms of that 1035 exchange. And so, you know, when it comes to pre-tax retirement accounts, as an example, the IRA covering or the 401k covering over money gives you deferral of tax. So sometimes people will put IRA money into an annuity, which is kind of, it's called, we call it double effect of the tax deferral of growth, because annuities themselves offer deferral of growth. Okay. Meaning you could actually take after tax money and put it into an annuity. And even though it's not an IRA, see that money grow on a tax deferred basis, which is what Malia was talking about when it comes to a 1035 exchange. Sometimes people don't want to pull their money out of these products because if they do, they get walloped with income tax because of the deferral of growth over so many years. So just be careful with that. I even just met with a client here recently, huge after-tax annuity for their mom, four children. Their mom didn't want to pay income tax along the way, even though her tax bracket was 10%. She had $800,000 of growth inside of the annuity. And so upon her death, she passed on that growth to her four children, all of which have a higher tax bracket than her, and they're forced to pull out that money over 5 years. So there you go, right? Sometimes the idea of deferring the tax doesn't work out when you push it onto the next generation and they pay a higher tax. So, and by the way, every situation is unique. So you just want to take a look at this to make sure that what you're doing today, while it may benefit you, how is that going to pass on to the next generation and either benefit them or not benefit them? So here's a quick list of some things to be aware of. Be aware and be careful of the deferral of growth, because while that sounds great, it can also be a problem later on. Because again, it's not tax-free growth. It's kicking the can down the road. It's deferral of growth. Second thing, be aware of holding periods. So almost every single annuity, not all, but almost every, will have a holding period. During that time frame, if you pull money out, you will get penalized from the insurance company. Be aware of illiquidity within these annuities, not only due to the holding period, but due to the taxes. And finally, be aware of the fees. Please, please, please be aware of the fees. It is not uncommon to have a variable annuity with an income rider, which are some of the most common variable annuities that are out there, that midway through the payment phase will be costing you more than 4% a year. Okay? And that's not uncommon to see that. So just be ever so cautious around some of the costs inside of these annuities.
CJ's a little passionate about these things, as you can tell. Yeah.
Well, all these percentages, I think, oh, that's lost money.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and you know what's so funny, though, everyone? I was just talking to a client earlier this week who has two annuities that came over from another company. Mm. We evaluated them, and actually they were small enough pieces of the total that I said, you know what? You paid fees on them for a while. We're going to kick on income now that you're in retirement. Why don't you keep them? So while I sit here passionately trying to defend people against, you know, buying an inappropriate one, sometimes you might meet with me and I'll go, oh, keep it.
And as you guys point out, everybody's situation is unique. Right. And that highlights the importance. Cool thing with Kloss Financial, by the way, that initial get to know you, that kick of the tires, that meeting, that sit down conversation, not going to cost you anything. The telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because just a moment, we will have the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Don't forget about the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win a $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. When does an immediate annuity begin to pay out? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. Again, don't forget that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Set up an appointment, not going to cost anything for that initial get to know you one. Again, their number 442-5637. And online at klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Malia, CJ, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care. This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.